Hey, what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Boxer Watch. I'm your Infinity Boy Anthony, alongside your Banana Man Boxman Brian.
What up?
Nada. Welcome back.
That's all I got for you.
Welcome back to the Low Key Season 2, Episode 4 podcast. We're going to talk about that episode and more in a few seconds. But as first, we always start with news in the news. And Brian, not a lot of good stuff in the news because it's like strikes, no one's going to see the Marvels, what's going on here? Yeah. I actually went yesterday, I was like, oh shit, I wonder if I can get the 7 p.m. on the 10th. I was like, I'm usually early and I'm on this. I went on the Regal app, Brian, not one ticket was sold. I could sit wherever the fuck I want.
Yeah. And didn't they release, like, that one of the originals was going to be in it just to try and get hype?
So, they then released a teaser with a Bifrost, so a Thor character is going to be in the movie. You don't know which one. And then they said, basically, the post-credit scene is going to have a very famous cameo. So, they're trying to get you to buy tickets for that. But I'm like, if these people... Like me, I'm different. I'm actually late on buying the ticket. Like, I usually buy the ticket right away because I go to the 4DX, so it's like usually it's pretty sold out, and you can get a good seat. You don't want to sit low on 4DX. You want to sit high, so you know it's usually pretty pertinent to get that ticket as soon as possible. But I just have kind of like I'm going to see it. Like I just have kind of been late on it, and. No one else has bought a seat. I've never seen that.
All right. Dude,
Shazam. I've seen Shazam, Flash, Blue Beetle at 4DX this year, all in the same theater, and it's just like, this has never happened before. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Guess I'm in no rush then. I'll get tickets easily.
Yeah, dude, I'm shocked. I'm really shocked. I know people are not fans of the character Ms. Marvel, but, geez, not Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel. Ms. Marvel everyone loves. But apparently not enough.
Yeah. They said. I don't love Captain Marvel, admittedly, but I'm still going to see it.
Yeah.
Opening weekend.
They said, I was on TikTok and someone said that it was tracking lower than The Flash. And I was like, yowza. That's crazy.
Yeah, people don't like Brie Larson.
Yeah, I don't know. That's wild.
I don't really know why. I feel like the world just decided to not like her, like, yeah, as a unit.
She was, I get, like, as a person, there's not, like, she's a little weird, but I mean,
I think of it where I was like, oh, I don't think because of that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them are weird.
Yeah.
And not hated.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, she's just a little weird. Like, that's it. Like, she's not, like, problematic or anything.
Yeah.
People just don't like
Well,
we'll see. I'll still see the movie. I love Kamala Khan too much to not see it. Also, we have this podcast. Imagine if we just reviewed it and we didn't see it. So, yeah.
I think I wanted to do that with one movie, but I forget which one.
I feel like it was Ant-Man. I don't know.
I wish.
But also in news in the news, Brian, speaking of Marvel movies that are coming out, that will probably do well, but won't be May 3rd next year anymore. The director, Sean Levy, of Deadpool 3, who's just trying to... I don't know why he's doing so many interviews during the strike, but he is. He's just like, oh yeah, basically every cameo that ever's been speculated is real. So, come see the movie.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean... It's better than us all knowing it's real. Like, oh, they haven't confirmed it, but we know. Like, yes, it's real. Come see it. And he wants all the T-Swift fans to buy tickets, which yes. I can't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, like, that movie is going to probably make a lot of money anyway because of how it's like everyone loves Deadpool and they're ready for the X-Men and Hugh Jackman and stuff like that. But, yeah, man, you'll sell a lot of extra tickets if you just tell people that Taylor Swift is in it. They will go see it. They'll be horrified when they leave the theater. But
it'll change them. But yeah,
it'll change them as people.
It'll make them money.
Yeah, let's get their money from them. Why not? Especially when like she dies in a very horrific way, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to hit. That's going to hit pretty hard.
I mean, she's playing, what was it, Dazzler? Dazzler sucks.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like all these cameos are dying. Like, you know, like Jennifer Garner. Probably.
Yeah. Like in Deadpool 2, that was?
Yeah.
One or two?
Deadpool 2.
One, I think.
Yeah. When they killed the entire X-Force. That was great.
Yep. It was funny.
Yeah. Anyway, that's basically the news of the new news. It's apparently if they don't reach, this is a strike update. Apparently if they don't reach a deal by either the first week of November, which I don't know if that's counting this week, or by November 1st, which is this Wednesday, they're talking like they're not coming back to the table till January. So I don't think they're going to make a deal because they're just like, they have to, the actors have to accept this last deal. Like, I don't think they're negotiating it. I think they're just like, this is the deal, actors. So.
Yeah, probably.
My guess is the actors are not going to accept it, and we will be, we'll be struggling for content next year. I'll tell you that much. But, you know, don't accept a bad deal. As a person that is unionized, do not accept a bad deal. That is, it sets you back, and it sets a precedent, and don't do that.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah. So, that's something. We'll probably get, I guess the only thing we would get other than the shows in DC and Marvel next year would be Captain America. I think it's the only movie next year that's, like, complete. So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be wild. It'd be good. If that'd be the only Marvel movie next year. That'd be, like, the first time in a long time, like, non-pandemic-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Alrighty, with that said, let's talk about Loki, Season 2, Episode 4. This was the big, everyone was like, oh, it ends on a crazy cliffhanger, and I'll tell you, wasn't ready for that cliffhanger.
No.
No. Well, I have no idea where that... I have no idea what's going to happen in Episode 5. Is it even going to be an episode? Was this really and actually a four-episode season? I would have guessed yes by watching that episode.
Imagine just episode 5 and 6 is the black screen.
That would be crazy. I'm here for it. I'm here for weirdness. But I bet it won't be.
No, I think we're going to be in the void.
Yeah.
But we can get into that.
Yeah.
I do have a hot take.
All right.
Hey. First. OB, Ouroboros, whatever you want to call him.
Uh-huh.
He gives me Jar Jar Binks vibes.
Get out of here, Jar Jar Binks. In my most New York accent.
Whenever he comes on screen, I just hang my head. I'm like, why are you fucking here and ridiculous?
Him and Victor Timely was the cutest thing you've ever seen.
I like Timely. Love that they love each other. OB's gotta go.
Wow. Well, I have
good news for you. No. No. Well, that's why it's a hot take. I know not many people are going to agree, but
yeah.
Wow. he's like a cartoon character.
I mean...
Not a fan.
He's so good. He's like a plot device, really. I mean, he's the guy that makes stuff that I need. But, I mean,
yeah.
I'm enjoying him in the most... At his most plot device-y, I'm enjoying him. I thought it all building up to him I think it all building up to him meeting his like hero Victor Timely is pretty cool.
That was fun, but I find myself sighing whenever he's on screen. I'm like, oh, we're back to this fucking guy with his fucking loom and his nonsense.
Yes, love a loom.
So yeah, that's my hot take.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. It's the hottest you've had in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Anyway.
But yeah, I guess let's go through what happened here.
Yeah, what happened?
We started with less horny Miss Minutes.
Yes.
And
now
Renslayer at the end of time.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened, right? Once you're rejected that badly, I mean, you're less horny and you're more revengey. So that seems to be what happened there.
That's fair. I get it.
Yeah.
And at the end of time, he, or she, rather, shows Renslayer this video of how Renslayer and He Who Remains were like a team once upon a time. And this was what Miss Minutes said would make Renslayer angry, because he remains, sent her back to the TVA and erased her memory of anything happening. And Renslayer was like, are you fucking serious? And yeah, they were a lot closer than she realized.
Yeah, because she had a memory wiped.
Yep, poor Renslayer. So she decides to kind of go rogue. The temporal loom is getting to like near dangerous levels here, that it's going to just erase everything. So this episode is basically Renslayer and Miss Minutes going through the TVA wreaking havoc, while Victor Timely, who meets Obi and Casey, and they have like this mutual love for each other from studying each other or each other's stuff.
Yes, the chicken, you know, with the egg, the Ouroboros,
the snake eating its own tail.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out the loom stuff, and you know, we got Loki and Sylvie. They're also just running around doing their thing. But I feel like this episode is more like, will Timely and OB do what they got to do in time, and what's Renslayer up to? Because she's just out there killing people.
Yeah, basically.
Like Dox.
Killed a lot of people, actually. That was really gross.
Yeah, she put them all in that box and just squeezed the chin.
It's funny, because someone was like, they showed Mrs. Minutes' face after they all got squashed, and then they showed B-15 his face, and like Miss Minutes is like laughing hysterically, and B-15 is like horrified. So it's like, Miss Minutes is crazy.
Yeah, she's become this weird fucked up character.
Yeah.
So I don't know where she eventually goes. Like, can you eventually kill her?
Well, they took her offline, and then the TVA, I don't know about that, so who could say?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, I thought they wrapped everything up here, to like, in this episode, like, everyone's dead, so, like...
Yeah, I mean, she, like, Renslayer and Miss Minutes killed Dox and all her friends, and, and then, Sylvie and Loki... We get that scene where, like, he saw this scene in the future in the prior episode where, like, Loki's pruning himself.
Another and, callback is, like, it was like, oh, who's leading? Because, like, I remember when we watched the episode, it was like, oh, who's leading Loki to where he needs to be, right? That's why the phone was ringing, who's going to be on the phone, who pruned him. And I always had thought that Loki was pruning himself, so I figured that was pretty... easy to figure out, but I like the phone call. It was just Ouroboros and Casey who were just like, are you there yet? Like, are you ready? Like, what are you doing? Like, it wasn't really leading him towards where he needed to be. They were just like, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, you're taking a long time.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And like it was the call from Obi pruned himself. Yeah, like you said, saw that coming. Obi shuts Miss Minutes off because she's fucking nuts.
Yes, he's like, and, the only way I could like, you know, get back in, because she taken over the temp pads and all that stuff and the stuff. He's like, if I reset it, and they're like, do it, and he's like, but like magic would be allowed until we get everything back up, and Sylvie and Loki are like, do it right now.
Yep. So he does it. You know, Miss Minutes is shut off, and then Renslayer gets pruned by
Brad, who gets enchanted. Yes.
Yeah, just because Sylvie jumped in there. So I was like, Renslayer's down. All right.
I know it's Halloween weekend, but I mean, they got scary there for like the Miss Minutes as she was leaving, as she was dying or whatever the fuck. She looks at him like she looked at Victor Timely very scarily, and she goes, "You'll never be him." And then you have like, the scary Loki.
Yeah, she's a little dark.
Yeah, and then you have scary Loki and Sylvie in the dark. It's crazy. It went hard.
Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, so they're gonna figure this out. And they got rid of, like, you know, Midas is gone, Renslayer's gone, they're all together at the end. So, like, Timely's got to do what they did earlier in the season, like,
yes,
go out into, you know, where that temporal loom is, the void, and try and stop, you know, all these timelines from, like, crashing basically in on each other.
Yeah, so basically the loom was... So they finally kind of explained it. Like, I never really understood what was going on. The loom couldn't handle all of the new timelines, so it wasn't going through the loom correctly, and that's what was causing it to explode, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this time, what's his face is going to go out there? Timely.
Yeah. He's like, no,
it's and he tries.
He goes, no, it's me. I'll do, like, Loki's gonna do it. And then he's like, no, I have to do this. This is my thing. And I was like, oh, there's gonna be like a hero Kang.
It wasn't.
There's not. No.
He gets
Reed Richards here.
Yeah, I think they call it Spaghettified.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It's happened twice.
So he's just. Yeah, he's just gone. And they're all like, what?
Like, fucking excuse me?
Yeah, there was, genuine shock throughout the whole room.
I was shocked. I did not expect that. And then they were like, oh, there's nothing we could do. And I was like, what? Like, what's happening? And then, like, they, like, do the close-up of Loki, and it's just like, he's, like, watching everything explode, and he's just, like, almost crying, and I'm like, what's happening? And then the episode ends, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they all seemingly got pruned dead. All the timelines crashed in on each other.
Yeah. There's two episodes
that's it. And
left.
That's the end of the MCU.
I don't know.
Nope, that's it. That's the end.
That's it. The MCU has been in such disarray and trouble that they actually just ended it here in this episode.
My guess is, like, with the pruning or the void or something, you go somewhere.
Yeah.
That's where we'll see them.
Yeah. But I think that, honestly, if they would have waited and just were like, oh, we're actually going to end the MCU, this would be a sick way to end the MCU, I think. Like, you know?
Yeah. That'll do it.
But it's not over. I don't think, at least. And there's two more episodes of Loki, so. Wowza. I don't know where that
is
here. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be wherever you go in your prune / the void, them trying to get out of it, and then the finale, you know, setting up for whatever the future is for these characters.
Yeah. But that's it. The episode. That's the show. We'll be back next week for episode 5. We'll either recap an episode or recap a white screen. We'll see what happens. Check us out on X at Infinity Box RW. That's where we're going to tweet the show. We're going to tweet polls. We're going to tweet news, trailers, all that good stuff. So follow us over there. It's a good follow, I think. Check us out over there. Check us out on all the podcast apps, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, iHeart the Radio, Apple Podcasts. I said that already. You know, wherever podcasts are found, we're there. Check out my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on X. Same podcast apps plus Spotify for that one. So that's going to do it for us. We'll be back again next week for more Loki. 2 more episodes of Loki. The Marvels coming out. And then we'll take a little break until maybe What If and Aquaman and stuff like that. So definitely check us out the next few weeks because we'll go on a little break after that. Exactly. What do you think? Aquaman or what's going to be more well received? Aquaman or the Marvels?
Well received.
Yes. I think it's going to be Aquaman.
Marvels.
Really? Okay. I think it's going to be Aquaman.
Yeah.
We'll make a $1 bet over this.
Well, by the critics or the audiences?
I think both. I think Aquaman will be. Because here's the thing, audiences, even like if the Marvels is like a bad movie critically wise. Like we said before, people will just review bomb Brie Larson now. So
unfortunately, and they love what's his face, Momoa.
Yeah, so I think both, honestly. Yeah. And we'll even see box office. Like if Marvels are doing worse than Flash, I think just by it being out around Christmas is going to help Aquaman a lot. Even if it's a dead as a doornail movie franchise, so
because people just go see it because it's Christmas.
See it because it's Christmas, and they're like, "Oh yeah, well it's an action movie on Christmas, and we love Jason Momoa." So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll bet a dollar on that, and then we'll see what happens when we come back in December. So yeah, we'll be back next week. Loki episode 5, season 2. Bye.
Later.